The following is a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys?
Yeah! Go Cowboys!
Blowing out of the backfield, exploding down the sideline.
This is Hanging with the Boys, presented by Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. Now, your hosts, Jesse Holly, Kurt Daniels, and Nate Newton.
Happy Victory Monday! Not 10, not 20, not 30, not 40, 50. Oof. 50. 54 points from your Dallas Cowboys yesterday at the live look at the Tostitos Championship Plaza outside in front of the Four Center, where today Texas is being bipolar as always when it comes to weather. A high of 77 degrees, currently 71 degrees. It's a beautiful day outside. It's a wonderful day. Like, kind of the day where you celebrate a victory, and when the weather is right, you invite some new people to come by.
Oh, okay.
So the Cowboys said, we'll take care of business Sunday night, and then we'll be in the giving and cheering and happy mood, and we'll just have some people come by. We'll have some company at the Star.
Got somebody in mind you're inviting?
Well, not me. This is not my house. You know, I'm not one that invite guests to the house that I was invited to.
All right.
But the Cowboys and Steven and Jerry and company, Will McClay and Mike McCarthy and company, one, Odell Beckham is in town. They said, let's have some company, and he'll be here today, and he'll be wined and dined and shown all of the properties of the Joneses, and they'll be going to the game tonight, he and Dak and all the rest of the contingency, and tomorrow they'll
Mavericks?
Do some more stuff. Yeah, the Mavericks game tonight. Yes.
So are we, well, we were second on the list, third, or are we last as far as the visit?
I think that we are last.
Okay.
We are last.
Okay.
He's visited the Giants and Buffalo.
Right. Okay. Giants for 2 days, Buffalo's for a day, and then the Cowboys.
Is he not going to Kansas City? I thought at one point he was doing that.
I thought he was listening to Kansas City as well. We'll see. Hmm. I mean, at the end of this night, reports are saying that he's looking to make a decision by, was it middle of the week this week or next week? Something like that.
I don't know.
You know what, man? I'm going to tell you, we are so hyper-drived on what's the hottest thing.
It's the nation that we live in. This segment is brought to you.
I mean, we just thumped the team.
We'll get to that. We'll get to that.
What I'm saying,
But you can't bury the lead. I gave you the 50 points, and then I got to come to the news that everybody wants to hear about.
That's right.
They want to hear about what's happening.
That's what's so funny, man. That was so funny.
Yeah.
And we, who are a team, the Star, we the hyperdrive of the driver, I guess the drive of the hyperdrive.
We are the engine of the hyperdrive.
Yeah, absolutely.
This segment is brought to you by Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. I'm going to let you guys start off with the victory last night, because of course I'm going to be the hater of the group.
But what I need you to do is, because we need to feel you, we need to.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. That's three-time Super Bowl champion Nate Newton. That's the senior editor and Emmy Award-winning Kurt Daniels. I am the hater, Jesse Holly. Together, we are Hanging with the Boys, the sports talk equivalent of Braille.
Braille.
People feel us.
Feel us.
When we speak.
Yes,
and the Colts felt the Cowboys last night, especially in that fourth quarter. 33 points in the fourth quarter. The second most all time.
That was nuts.
Second most points scored in a quarter all time in NFL history.
You guys ever been in a game like that where it just like this fading?
Not
frenzy?
Like that. Not like that.
I probably have, but I'm glad it was beat out of me. You know, just it got so bad to, I'm like, if you still watching this, you got to be the most obsessed Cowboy fan in the world.
But what made this so unique and interesting was at the end of the third quarter, it was 21-19.
Yeah.
Like, this wasn't one of those shellackings where, you know, you switch the game off or you go do something else. Like, heading into the fourth quarter, 21-19.
Yeah.
You were still on the edge of your seat saying, oh, boy.
Keeping them, letting them in, keeping them around.
We're playing with our food. And then they said, no, we're just going to devour it. And it just got – I don't even know how – I don't really understand how it got that ugly that fast. It was just an onslaught of turnover.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I mean, then one time, and I caught this out of the corner of my eye. You can tell me what happened. It said the dude just fell on the ground and the ball just was laying next to him and nobody was could realize what happened. And the dude picked it up and scored.
On the sack.
Yeah. I'm like.
He got sacked. He got hit.
Yeah. But I'm catching this out of the corner of my eye. Yeah. I'm like, what happened there?
And young Sam Williams, he'll realize that when he picks the ball up, don't pick the ball up with your knee. Pick the ball up on 2 feet so that you can actually get a touchdown on that one. They were ruled down on that specific play.
It reached a point where I was just like, please let this end. Just put them out of their misery.
I don't like.
Mercy killing, call it a game.
There's some quarterbacks I really, truly like, and I think they had great careers. But I don't want. If I'm Matt Ryan, and I know the money's nice, but get out now. Because you got about five or six more of these, and teams going to be coming. Because as good are players, are individuals that they have on this team that are A-rated players, it comes a point where you just say, enough is enough. Mm. Jeff Saturday did not show up on Sunday. I promise you, because you did not lead these men. Well, you did for three quarters, like Jess said. Yeah. You did for three quarters. But, hey, man, golly.
But I don't, you know, I try to be the voice of reason. I try to be the one that's kind of looked at this thing as a whole and not just parts of a game.
Okay,
here we go.
But
we can't dismiss the first three quarters.
We can't.
Those are real. Like those are real things that happened. Those three quarters happened, and you know, I like everybody else was super like
quiet.
I was concerned, but then the fourth quarter happened, and of course you forget all about that. And you're not going to score 30. Like, this is the reason why this is only the second time this has happened in NFL history.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to score 33 points in a game.
Right, yeah.
Let alone in a quarter.
Were you as emotionally upset as you were the week before?
I contained it.
Okay.
I kept it to a minimum, and I actually gave credit. I gave credit, and I said during our halftime show that – maybe we have turned a corner, and this Cowboys team has had some slow starts to football games, but maybe we've finally turned the corner where we can go into halftime and actually come back out and improve football team. Adjustments are made. Things are changed. Self-evaluation. All of those things that you see the really good football teams do that the Cowboys have not been known to do under this coaching staff, especially this offensive coordinator. The game that they've kind of had those slow starts in, at least when Dak Prescott's been here, they've came out in the second half and really show improved.
Yeah.
And that showed his face again yesterday in the fourth quarter. Now, I wouldn't recommend making this a habit, making this a way of business, but to give credit to Kellen Moore and Mike McCarthy and Dan Quinn as well, because their adjustment that they made as well. But they've been able to come out of these halftimes and been better and found ways to win football games at 33 points. That's an alarming rate.
Yeah.
I tell you, you know, I'm thinking the same thing you're thinking watching the game. I'm like, and, you know, that we had an interview with Dak sometime during the week where he said, you know, I'm going to be aggressive. I'm going to and I'm with that. I'm with that. But sometime be a little bit smarter because I'm going to tell you, that number five that was sitting out there on that right corner to the defensive right side, that dude ain't to be tampered with, man.
Gilmore?
Yeah. That dude ain't to be tampered with. And he's an old Gilmore. Because he wouldn't get that first slant. He wouldn't let that first slant hit the ground.
Yeah.
That would have been when he got that second pick or that the first pick. That would have been the second pick. So you can Because we know you're looking through this team. This next thing, you're looking through, going straight to Philly. That's how you should be looking at it. If you're a playoff team and you consider yourself good, you know you stumbled early in the year. Now you're looking through these teams like, man, we got to get better at who we are. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know. I hear you, Jesse, saying maybe with the halftime adjustments. I just think when we get in the playoffs, if you want to get into the second round of the playoffs, you can't be down like that. You can't be down there because most of the good teams ain't going to let you get back. And if they do let you get back, they still going to have a comfortable 3-7 point lead. So I just feel like a good game. You beat a team you were supposed to beat, and that's how I'm going to look at it. I'm not going to look at it no more. Now, cupcake number two coming. You just find a way to beat cupcake number two.
This one's a bigger cupcake.
I mean, like, it's at times when you have to – these type of victories and the way that it happened, it makes it very difficult to sit in our chairs and then to come back and to – honestly and fairly evaluate a football game. Because people are going to look up and go, well, we have 54 points.
Yeah.
You know, I heard Michael Irvin saying this morning. He said in the last, I think, 3 or 4 years, the entire National Football League has only had 3 games of teams scoring more than 49 points.
Wow.
Or 49-plus points. The Cowboys have 3 in, like, the last 5 games or something like that.
Right.
You know, a 40-plus, whatever it was that the number was. So, like, you look at the stats and you go, well, how can you critique and how can you be upset about a 54-point outing for a team and a dominant performance in the fourth quarter? And it makes it difficult because when I go and look at this thing, you know, in total, you know, Dak still only had 170 yards passing. Yeah. He had the interception. I think he was sacked one time. You still see, and people have been on me about this, and I still won't get off of it because I still think it's true. Even the interception by Stephon Gilmore, that was a bad decision by Dak. Mm-hmm. It was a horrible route by Michael Gallup. Still trying to run him on routes where he has to start, stop, and start again. And while Gilmore may not have the skill set, the quickness that he once had before.
The wisdom.
He knew where that route was going before the route. He ran a route for Michael Gallup.
Yeah.
Just like that slant.
It was waiting on it.
Just like that slant to Michael Gallup.
And was absolutely waiting on it. But, I mean, this defense, it was good to see Malik Hooker. You know he had it out for this football team. This was the team that drafted him.
Yo, Jesse, I love when players say, nah, man, I love where I was, and there's no. I love when players do that.
But they tell that lie.
But if you go out there and go on social media and say something about them, how quickly they respond. I'm a nobody responding, but you loving this team that cut you? Come on, man. I ain't buying that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Wow. But anyway, Jess, boy, I'm finna get out of here, man, because that's all I can give you on the cupcake team like we just played.
Well,
call me tomorrow when we talk about another cupcake.
Well, you can't get out of here just that fast. We can go to break.
Okay, discuss it.
And regroup and find some more things for you to talk about for cupcake Odell. Number one.
Odell.
We talk about Odell. You know, Odell and what the proceedings will be for Odell.
And your hair held up nice over the weekend.
I mean, I appreciate it. Thank you.
You pay enough.
I do pay enough. Absolutely.
Did you shade? Did you touch up?
Yeah, I touched it up. Okay. Got the little line up of my beard and stuff like that. I'm just trying to be cute.
See how he fall right into that.
Listen,
you forget about the break and everything.
You going to compliment me? We're going to extend this break a little bit longer. I'll take all the compliments I can get. I get enough hate day to day. I'll take the love as well. All right, but let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll continue to talk about, Nate called him the cupcake victory, 54-19, the Dallas Cowboys wallop the Indianapolis Colts, especially in the fourth quarter. We'll talk more about this game, get some of your opinions and thoughts. Well, maybe not your opinions and thoughts, but we'll give our opinions and thoughts on what happened in the game yesterday and just talk about a little bit about this Odell thing. All right, stay with us. Hang with the boys.
Odell.
I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. Blockchain.com is one of the most trusted ways to buy, sell, and trade crypto. Whether you're always on the go or stay closer to home, Blockchain.com is just a few taps away. Put the power of crypto in your pocket so no matter where you are, you can trade on your terms and build a crypto portfolio to fit your life. For crypto pros, rookies, and anyone in between, Blockchain.com makes it easy to own a piece of the future. Blockchain.com, trusted by millions, trusted by America's team.
SeatGeek has your back no matter what kind of fan you are. So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't-really-care fan, a we-got-em-next-time fan or we'll-never-win-again fan, a here-for-the-tailgate fan or a first-one-through-the-gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they made just about everything else easier, too. So whether you're a here-every-week fan or haven't been here in years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek, your ticket to great seats.
Star Sports Tours is the only official fan travel partner of the Dallas Cowboys, offering exclusive game weekend travel packages with pregame sideline access and photo ops with current players, cheerleaders, and Cowboy legends. You want to stay at a team hotel? Attend the best tailgate party in Texas? Tour the Star? And talk X's and O's with me, Everson Walls. With Star Sports Tours, you can. Visit CowboysTravel.com to book your travel package today.
Hey, Cowboys fans, ready to spice up your next watch party? Bring Yokiero guacamole and be the game day hero. Yokiero means I want, and we know you want great, fresh-tasting, ready-to-serve guacamole for your home-gating and tailgating events. Made with real avocados and the perfect blend of spices, it will be the star of any party. You can find us at your local Albertsons or Tom Thumb in the deli section. If you can't find it, talk to your store manager and tell them, Yokiero, Yokiero guacamole.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Back to Hanging with the Boys.
Welcome back to Hanging with the Boys as we celebrate this Victory Monday. Cowboys defeat the Indianapolis Colts on Sunday Night Football 54-19. That's right, you did not hear a misprint, a misstep, a misspoke. 54 points to 19. The Cowboys got after the Indianapolis Colts, specifically in that fourth quarter. This segment is brought to you by Blockchain, blockchain.com. Also, Christmas sip and stroll at the Star. Snag your Christmas gifts while enjoying festive sips during the Christmas sip and stroll in the Star District. Enjoy holiday tasting, Christmas music, and photo moments. Exclusive shopping offers, complimentary gifts, customizations, carolers, hot cocoa, and much, much more during our sip and stroll featuring 15 participating shops and restaurants. Visit thestardistrict.com to get your tickets.
At the beginning of that, did I say, some of the S, snaggering?
Snag your Christmas gifts.
Oh, because you said snaggering.
I said snaggering.
Me and my man looked at each other like, whoa. I know they give y'all some, you know, I know they give you some bad things to read.
Nah,
you did
only on Wednesdays. Only on Wednesdays they give you
better than me, bro. I couldn't even read them. So,
all right, man. How y'all want to break this down?
I don't know. How do you even break this down?
I don't know. Over there. You don't break it down.
CeeDee Lamb don't want him Odell Beckham around here.
I wouldn't if I was CeeDee, but
he's kind of stepping up, isn't he?
That's what I'm saying. He said, "I'm gonna show you I can play better than I can tell you." Is that good enough, Jess?
And that money's on the line.
Is that good enough?
Is
him playing better and better every week? Is that makes them want to bring him in more because say if he had a complimentary guy over there, it makes it easier for him. How do you look at that? You know.
I think for the Cowboys, the thing with CeeDee Lamb is now I think they're featuring him more.
Right, right.
Instead of just putting him in the routes, it's more of a, hey, this revolves around you. Right. These plays are being called where you're the number one option. You saw a lot in that game yesterday, a ton of CeeDee Lamb in the pre-snap motion, and that's ways where you're looking at him saying, all right, What is the matchup dictating? Are they zone, their man? How are they playing this so that we can get you the ball? And then you see them getting CeeDee Lamb the ball in more ways how they did in Oklahoma. The biggest thing about CeeDee Lamb when he was at Oklahoma was his ability to break tackles.
Ooh.
His ability to get the yak yards. That doesn't come that like his specialty didn't come from a lot of the whole down the field stuff. That wasn't where he got his work. It was at. It was in that intermediate, getting the ball right now, getting in space. Like, despite the drops, CD is a tough, like, he takes some hits.
Yeah.
He really
yeah,
does. He yeah, really does one, takes.
One he got in the ribs. I'm just saying.
But Chris, can you speak to that? His college career?
Being? Stop.
Hey, you had something else you wanted to tell us about a score? I thought my man Jess would get to that.
Oh, you mean
I was gonna get to it. I was gonna. Okay. I was gonna work.
Why you have to take 85 minutes, man? Come on, we're we had the star. We had the star, Jesse.
No, I'm messing with you.
I
jumped the gun on you. Cougars. What is it? Cougars Hollies.
Gosh. I was going to ask you about that shirt, by the way.
Cougars Holly, is that older women liking you?
Is Cougars the name of the mascot of the school? Yes. You got?
No, you just figures. Randomly has Cougars on a shirt.
Yeah, we're Holly.
Figures.
Yes.
Go ahead.
This isn't for the Cougars like that stroll through here on our tours. This isn't for them. This isn't like a cat call.
It's an advertisement.
this isn't like, you know, like the secret society. We wear these shirts.
Help wanted.
Yeah. So the Cougars know. Oh, he's one of us. He's
I'm not available.
Yeah, I'm not standing here like one of the Tesla. Plug-in stations. The Cougars look at me and be like,
"Oh my God,
we can jump on this guy right here. Let's plug into this tall, fine glass of water. See if we can't spin him around the block." No.
Oh man.
Oh my God.
Okay, let's go.
Cougars ain't dropping 54 on me.
I told Nate in the break that the last time Nate was part of a 52 or a 50-plus game, they gave him a trophy and a ring at the end of it.
Yeah.
So you're saying don't crown the Cowboys just yet?
Not yet. But I'm telling you.
You know what? I'm glad you said that, Chris. Let's stay in that realm right there. Let's stay with trophies Cougars and ring ceremonies. Let's stay in that realm.
It's a long season.
This thing is narrowing down.
Six games left.
Five.
Yeah.
You got Houston, Jaguars, Philly, Tennessee, Washington.
Mm-hmm.
That is what you have left on your plate. Five games left of this NFL season. With the news that you heard of Jimmy Garoppolo breaking his foot and him being done for the year, you know what Philadelphia is. You know what Seattle is. You know what whoever, maybe the Giants or so on and so forth or Washington may sneak in. You know what Tampa is. Are you starting to feel that feeling of the path is being set, the runway is opening up for the Cowboys to kind of almost hit stride? The Jones has talked about many a times that Tyron will be coming back in the meat of the season, so maybe sometime in the next. His 21-day window hasn't opened up yet.
Yeah, they're talking about this week.
It started today.
So, you know, getting someone like him back, whether or not they sign Odell Beckham, James Washington may or may not be here. Mm-hmm. If they sign Odell, he's probably not here. If they don't sign Odell, then he starts his ascension. A little bit thin at the cornerback position. May have to bring some people in, and we can discuss even that further. But do you feel as if the pathway is opening up for the Cowboys – to make that all-important playoff push and run to the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, they're obviously playing a lot better. Now, there's some things they got to work out, like slow starts and that sort of thing. But, in fact, losing Jimmy Garoppolo and 49ers, that's a big blow, I would think. Now, with that said, Eagles looked pretty good against Titans yesterday.
They did.
And you're going to have to go there.
Minnesota's still out there.
Yeah, that's – this whole playoff run's probably going to be on the road, because unless Philly has a huge stumble, I mean, the only game they got opponent left that's anything is Cowboys. Everybody else, they should beat. So it's going to be hard to catch them, which means you're going to be on the road pretty much the whole time, and that'll make it tougher.
What do you think, Nate?
About a Super Bowl run?
I'm saying, are things playing out?
No.
Why
not? No, because, you know, as much as I love the Cowboys and the bigger home, this man telling the truth. You one game you take a half. The next game you're going to prove that you can take three quarters. What's going to happen with the Texans? We're going to do with 3.5 quarters before we explode over them? You got to start playing to who you are and what you are. You got to, you know, and I will keep saying this, as long as Dak keep defending himself, I'm going to keep saying this. I'm not saying don't be aggressive.
Right.
But we have to be smart, because you want to start building a rhythm of who you are and what you can do. And that rhythm shouldn't be turnovers. Even though it was only one, that rhythm shouldn't be a turnover, you know. And so I got to see it better, man. I got to see it better.
Should we chalk it up to just Dak Prescott's probably going to throw one silly interception a game? It seems that that's becoming the theme of just one of those bad interceptions every single game. And they've been able to rebound from it. They've been able to come back from it. Should that just be a part of what we accept now? And not saying that he will, but it's becoming
that's Matt Ryan. Yeah. That's a whole lot of quarterbacks, man. That's a whole lot of quarterbacks. A few of them may get to the Super Bowl, but the rest of them just first and second round of the playoffs, playoffs and out.
The team can afford that against the Colts of the world, but yeah, when you get to the playoffs, you know, you can't have Dak accept that, I guess. But does the fact that they're getting off to slow starts, but they're kind of sticking with things and they're showing that they can, you know.
Is you telling me
whatever, they can come back in the end? Are they building something that way, like we gaining it, confidence in something?
Yeah, we throw an interception in. Our defense is good enough to either hold you to 3 and out or they get an interception or a turnover. You know, and until I see the 49ers not in the playoffs, I'm still believing they got a good enough coaching staff to somehow wrangle their way close to one. So until I see them out of the playoffs, they're still a threat to me. And
the interesting thing about the 49ers is they have a winning record, a better record when Jimmy Garoppolo doesn't throw touchdowns in games than when he actually does throw touchdowns in games. So, I mean, they're one of those weird teams where not having an elite quarterback and you still have an elite team is –
unique.
It's very unique. That's a good word. It's a very unique situation. It still puts them in a position where even though you lost Jimmy Garoppolo, and you lost Jimmy Garoppolo early enough in that game against the Miami Dolphins, when the Miami Dolphins scored on the very first play of the game on a 75-yard touchdown, and that defense responded, and you know the Bosa, one of the Bosa boys had 3 sacks in that game. I think he now leads the league in sacks. He had a fumble. Either recovery or fumble, cause a fumble. I mean, that team goes as their defense goes, but they still have the playmakers offensively where they're still being able to get something done. And I don't know what Brock Purdy is going to be, but that's one of those teams where the quarterback isn't the deciding factor on whether or not they have success or not.
Until they get into the playoffs. Yeah.
And then they might
see that's if you think that your quarterback is that guy, Super Bowl guy, then he don't make those mistakes. That's the only thing that separates Jimmy from all the other guys, because every year he seemed to find a way to the second round of the playoffs. And then when he gets to the second round, then Jimmy thinks he can really throw the ball like everybody else, and guess what happens? You know what I'm saying? So if you're that guy, most starting superstar quarterbacks, one thing they don't do is they don't hurt their team.
Not
when it becomes critical. Not when it becomes critical. They don't throw that interception.
So do you think they're playoff bound on a roll? Are they going to hang the banners?
No. I will not get off of they have to prove it to me in the playoffs pedestal or soapbox until the playoffs, and they prove it to me. because we've seen this team be number one in the league in this and number one in the league in that, most points scored, and have all the names and the roster being built, you know, up the wazoo, and then get into the playoffs and, you know, score 38, 38, 38, 38 all year long, get in the playoffs and can't score 17 points.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm still is it pessimistically optimistic or optimistically pessimistic? I have optimism that they're going to get there, but I'm still a little bit filled with some pessimism that can they get into the playoffs and continue to be there? Because the playoffs do provide another level, right? It's preseason, regular season, playoffs, and it's three different modes that you have to be able to get into, because teams are not like looking forward for the next couple of weeks. They're like, nah, we got to put everything we got into this bucket. Mm-hmm. So we're going to try to find and turn over every little thing that we can to make sure that we're the best at what we do. Let's head into our third and final break. When we come back, I want to discuss a little bit more of the CeeDee Lamb becoming a number one wide receiver. And your boy didn't start the game the other day because of a little bit of a disciplinary issue. Was that a way of Mike McCarthy and company saying, we're going to hold everybody to a higher standard? We'll talk about it when we come back. Hanging with the boys.
Hey, Cowboys fans, ready to spice up your next watch party? Bring Yokiero guacamole and be the game day hero. Yokiero means I want, and we know you want great, fresh-tasting, ready-to-serve guacamole for your home-gating and tailgating events. Made with real avocados and the perfect blend of spices, it will be the star of any party. You can find us at your local Albertsons or Tom Thumb in the deli section. If you can't find it, talk to your store manager and tell them, yo quiero guacamole.
SeatGeek has your back, no matter what kind of Cowboys fan you are. So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't-really-care fan, a we-got-them-next-time fan or we'll-never-win-again fan, a here-for-the-tailgate fan or a first-one-through-the-gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they made just about everything else easier, too. So whether you're a here-every-week fan or haven't been here in years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek, your ticket to great Dallas Cowboys seats.
I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. Blockchain.com is one of the most trusted ways to buy, sell, and trade crypto. Whether you're always on the go or stay closer to home, Blockchain.com is just a few taps away. Put the power of crypto in your pocket, so no matter where you are, you can trade on your terms and build a crypto portfolio to fit your life. For crypto pros, rookies, and anyone in between, Blockchain.com makes it easy to own a piece of the future. Blockchain.com, trusted by millions, trusted by America's team.
Hey, Cowboys fans, if you're thinking about attending a game this season, visit CowboysTravel.com to book your travel package today. Stay at the team hotel, have dinner with a Cowboys legend, and experience AT&T Stadium's exclusive VIP Owners Club. Also, tour the star, get autographs from your favorite players, and talk X's and O's with me, Mickey Spagnola. The official travel partner of the Dallas Cowboys will take care of all your travel needs. Visit CowboysTravel.com.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Back to Hanging with the Boys.
Welcome back to Hanging with the Leader of Men. I'm going to try to lead this show full of men. Cowboys beat the Colts 54-19 on Sunday Night Football. Odell Beckham is in the building, is in Dallas. He's ready to take his world tour around the city and see all the sights and sounds. Quick question. I need a quick answer each one of you. So, Chris, I need you to answer too. If Jerry Jones called you right now, Kurt,
yeah,
and said, Kurt, I need you. I need you to take Odell Beckham to one spot. What would be the one spot that if you had to impress somebody that you would take them, that you're familiar with, not somewhere that you haven't frequented with, and nothing like that.
I don't run in his circles, man.
Maybe he likes what you like.
Find a good steakhouse or something, I guess.
Okay. What steakhouse?
I'll take him down the road to D. Lincoln there.
Okay. D. Lincoln. Chris?
Come to me in a second.
Okay. Come to him in a second. Come to me there.
Nah. No, you're up next.
No, you up next, dog.
I'm hosting. Yeah, that's not how this works.
You've been talking anyway.
I interject.
You go host.
I host.
Okay, so this is I was trying to look it up. This is what I was trying to do, okay? So what I would do is, you got to know the room, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I would try to find the best Cajun food in DFW and take him there.
Ah, going to his roots.
Oh, there you go.
Okay.
LSU.
That's not bad.
There we go.
Cajun or like maybe like some Jamaican food or something like that. Maybe not Cajun or Jamaican. I don't know. On Irene's is a spot I know that has some pretty good Cajun food.
Yeah.
Down in South Dallas.
So what is our bank of the Cowboys?
Or what are the Cowboys?
The bank, like Bank of America.
It's Bank of America.
Bank of America.
It's Bank of America.
That's where I'll be taking it. Right to Bank of America. Son, if this don't get your attention, you ain't coming.
But honestly, as a football player, you just bring him to the Star.
Yeah.
And just show him like, hey, you know, take him upstairs to the Cowboys Club. Hey, you know, you can come up here anytime you want.
Bank of America.
The players here tired of this. The guys in the locker room, are they tired of this old circus?
No.
No?
No. I think the veteran guys like look at it like either you're young and you're wide-eyed and bushy-tailed, or you're old and you have the callus of knowing that this is what it is when you'll be here, like when you're here.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, those are the things of if you're lucky enough to either be a rookie here or a first-year guy here, you're wide-eyed.
Yeah.
If you've got 4, 5, 6 years here, you know this is exactly –
But are the guys like, man, we're tired of hearing about this. We're winning. We got the team. Let's just roll. Or are they kind of like, well, yeah, let's get him in here. Come on, let's do it.
If this was basketball, this would be perfect. Getting that extra guy that can take you over the top, it would be perfect. This football, I couldn't be down with it, fellas. I'm sorry. Yeah. Especially if this is my position, I ain't down with it. So, but if they happy with it, good. Take him to Bank of America. I'm sticking with that.
Let me ask you this, Nate.
Yes.
Did Amari Cooper change the team when he came here?
Yes.
Yes, he did.
I think a receiver can.
No. Then that's what I'm agreeing with you.
Okay. Take him anywhere. Take a Bank of America. It doesn't make a difference.
Yeah, but this is what I believe. If he can change the team, oh, yes. If we can get past the second round of the playoffs, I'm super excited. Y'all will be in there, man. I ain't doing the show today. Nate ain't going to stop talking about this guy. But and by the same token, I'm telling you how Nate feel. If it was me, they'd say, yeah, we're going to get this guard, boy. The left guard, man, he one of the best in the league. I'm like, oh, my God, here we go. Well, how does this put me? What do they think of me, you know? But anyway, this is not my team. It is my team, but I'm not in the players' room. But Bank of America's still open.
Man, I don't – and he may not even work out for you?
That is the part where I'm finding it very interesting that someone could demand a multi-year deal and want excess amount of millions of dollars.
But before?
Coming off back-to-back ACL injuries. My good friend, Bobby Belt, put out a list of his last 4 injuries dating back to 2017. They all on the left leg.
Ooh, dang.
Quad contusion, broken fibula, back-to-back ACLs.
Dang.
Jesse, but before they sign the contract, he still got to take a physical.
Correct. But a physical can still clear you. A physical can show that, yes, he is healed and medically clear to perform.
Right.
But actually getting on the field and still having the mobility to perform is two completely different things.
But when I physical him out, he going to get some twists and turns. And if I hear an ouch, he better be the toughest dude in America.
About this. And I use this only not as a knock against him, but just a way of looking at it. Jalen Smith was physically cleared to perform.
Yeah, yeah.
To practice. Got on the field, and actually his first year ended up at the Pro Bowl. Something mm-hmm. like that. Something crazy like that. But then you realize Jalen Smith could not move side to side. No. Could not change directions.
Film got him. Film
couldn't
got
change
him.
Direction. Yeah. That's still true to this day.
Yeah.
Still true to this day. Now, he had a catastrophic knee injury, but he was young. He was young, and it still hasn't recovered to allow him to be able to function and moving side to side the way he wants to do it and the change of direction that he once yeah. did.
Even Gallup.
It's not Michael coming. Gallup. Yeah. This is a guy who is younger, who had the same injury, longer rehab, mm-hmm. actually got time on the field, and you're still seeing him at this point in time of the season yeah. not be able to do certain things.
Full speed. Wow.
When Michael Gallup scored his two touchdowns, he did what? He ran a fade, he ran a shallow cross, things that kept him on the move.
Yeah.
When he threw the interception, when he has bad plays, things when he can't start, stop, and start again.
Oh, yeah. Man.
So for a guy like
through. Yes.
So I'm for a guy you. Like Odell Beckham, it's saying, what are you hiding? What are you keeping away from us that you don't want us to put you on the field and to see, you know, let me see 12 routes. I'm not gonna run you through the gamut. Take as long as the break as you need in between reps. But I need to be able to take 12 reps from my route tree, especially what we're gonna run in our offense and what we envision you doing. And I need to see that you're able to run these routes without any serious limitations before we usher you down to the teller at Bank of America.
What if Beckham comes in and he's like, he passes his physical and he's like, well, now we have, what is it, 6 weeks till the playoff starts? He said, I'll be ready by then. Is that good enough to hand him the bag of money?
Not for me.
Not me either.
Not for me. That's a hard one.
Yeah.
I you know what, fellas? The only way I can answer this is, ever since this Odell Beckham talk has been hot and heavy, CD has picked up his game.
Yeah.
That is what I'm trying to tell everybody. He has picked up his game. You know, I'm telling you, he has picked up his game. And so, and maybe Coach Kellum has picked up his game. Maybe Dak has picked up his game. But I know CD, like you say, yesterday he had two nice runs and guys trying to knock him off his feet. He looked like that guy back in college. So,
and you think about CD Lamb and his ability to get into a rhythm with his quarterback. When you look at the time that CD Lamb was drafted, like he and Dak didn't really have a lot of time together. He gets drafted. Five games in, Dak breaks his ankle, right? Mm-hmm. Then he comes back the next year, and Dak comes back the next year, and then Dak misses six games? How many games?
He only missed, like, one, I thought. But
I'm sorry, he missed one,
the
and then CD missed some games that very next year.
Dak was never quite the same.
And then they come together this year. After week one, Dak is out 5 weeks. Mm-hmm. So they really haven't had an opportunity to kind of have that long-standing chemistry playing with one another on the football field that you would like to see. So maybe they're finally finding their rhythm. CD's maturing and coming to his own. Dak is finding him more. He's being featured more by the offensive coordinator. But, yeah, we'll see.
But, see, that is the difference between a pure route runner and a guy that you have to help, even though he's very explosive, big-time playmaker. If he was a more of a disciplined route runner, it would be just so much more easier to find him. Am I correct?
Yeah, quarterbacks like guys who are wide open.
Yeah.
They don't have a problem finding those guys. They don't have a problem finding those guys. But let's, before we end, your boy Zeke, who had a fairly decent game yesterday.
Yeah, he's a man. He's not a boy. He's a man.
It's your boy.
He's a man. He's a man from Snowy River.
I don't call him a boy.
You like that movie? You ever seen that movie?
Zeke, another decent performance, 17 carries for 77 yards, 4.5 yards a carry, a touchdown.
Yes.
I think he had the second best celebration.
Yeah, that was fun.
Whack-a-mole steals first to me. Yeah, Jack in the Box. I like the ending of the Jack in the Box when Zeke pops out and he's doing the feed me. Yeah. That was pretty dope. But he didn't start that game.
Okay. And
he didn't start that game.
So what are you saying?
I don't know.
What are you saying?
Is that the way of Mike McCarthy saying that, you know,
we got a bigger horse in town?
I'm making an example out of you.
I don't know. Is it a bigger? Y'all got to tell me because it's the first I heard of it.
Yeah, Jerry, like you said, Jerry implied it was disciplinary reasons. Well,
like he said, Jerry said. I mean, I thought Mr. Jones spoke for himself.
No, he said that's what he said.
He's repeating what Jerry said.
Oh, okay. Is you agreeing with that?
If Jerry said it, I agree with
you. Okay. Yeah. All right. I just want to know because I didn't hear Mr. Jones say it. I was standing right next to him, so I ain't hear him say it.
The players kind of took another direction on that. Said it was just coaches' decisions. But
that's what it was.
Did you hear the coach say that?
No, I didn't hear the coach say that.
You don't know either.
The one thing that Zeke did have a really mature man comment about Tony Pollard getting the start. And Zeke said, I realize now what Tony Pollard brings, his explosion, his ability to run the football. And he said, last year, I wasn't quite feeling that. I wasn't quite feeling sharing the reps and all that kind of stuff. He said, but I've come to the point where I realize what he brings and what he gives to this football team is more than what I can give and bring to this football team. And just in a different aspect. He brings that level of burst, speed, big playmaking ability. Tony Pollard, 530-plus yard touchdowns this year.
Wow.
No one is Cowboys history. Your other boy, Emmitt Smith, doesn't even have 5 touchdowns of 30-plus yards or more rushing
that,
in the season.
Because you're challenging me to bring up Emmitt.
I'm just saying. That's the record. Tell him when he gets 3,000 yards, come see me.
All right.
Emmitt don't have five touchdowns of 30-plus yards or more.
Yeah, but he don't either.
In a season.
And he don't either.
Tony do.
No, he don't.
Yeah, he did it this last
Tony
game.
Tony Dorsett don't have that.
No, Tony Pollard. All right, man. We're getting up out of here. Cowboys take out the
Jesse's Cougars.
54-19.
Jesse's Cougars.
We'll be back tomorrow.
Plug up like an electric car.
That's Nate. That's Kurt. I'm Cougar Jess.
Chris and Zaddy in the back. Cougar.
Zaddy Cougar. Add the names on.
I'm going to get you a
jazz
truck, baby. You can start pulling them trailers.
I need one of them big 350 dualies, the big diesels to go down to the trailer
park. Jess been in the same car how long?
Man, 12 years.
Yeah.
12. I'm going to ride it to the couch.
It is a used car, not a brand new car.
I'm going to ride it to the couch. I don't got to bring the new car out. It's at the crib. It's at the house. I don't need to ride that out. This one works just fine.
Cougars love it.
When people start realizing, stop trying to spend money that y'all do not have.
Right.
That's why they call Dallas this $30,000 millionaire state or city. Because people live outside of their means.
Right.
I can afford to do more. But for what? Yep. Who am I trying to impress? I drive up and down that tollway all day, every day. It does just fine. And the gas is coming down. I'm starting to fill my tank up at $40 again. Man, y'all bugging. I don't need none of that fancy stuff that y'all got.
Still get the Cougars,
good. Cougars still love Zaddy. This is Hanging with the Boys. We out.
This has been a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys? Yeah!